Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to recap, yesterday we did one hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that I met Ibrahim alayhi salam, laqitu Ibrahim laylata usriya bi. On the night of Mi'raj I met Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, فقال يا محمد أقرع أمتك مني السلام. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then give your ummah my salam. And we explain that when we hear this hadith, then we should reply to the salam of Ibrahim alayhi salam by saying, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is sending salam and a message to us via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful. Ibrahim alayhi salam is sending his message to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. وَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ طَيِّبَةُ التُّرْبَةِ عَذْبَةُ الْمَاءِ وَأَنَّهَا قِيعَانِ. That inform your ummah, that Jannat has good soil and sweet water, and it is barren. And what are the plants for Jannat? What are its plants? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went on to say, غِرَاسُهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And this is the message from Ibrahim alayhi salam, the meaning of which, glory be to Allah, all praise be to Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. This is the message from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Just to come recap on this part of Jannat being barren, ulama explain that they give a few explanations that Jannat is barren, but when it is given to the people, it will have trees and vegetation in accordance to the good deeds of the people. One explanation, or another explanation that ulama give is some portions of Jannat will have plantations and some will be barren. So therefore we are taught and we are encouraged that we must continuously from here plant and grow, so that these portions that are barren, they can also get fertile, they can also grow beautiful plants. And we explained yesterday that the beauty of the trees of Jannat, just to get an idea, the trunk of each tree will be gold or green emerald, its branches will be of red gold, its fruit will be the size of huge drums, and they will be sweeter than honey, softer than cream, and will have no seeds or pits on which a person may choke. So this is the beauty of the trees and the plants of Jannat, and how easy it is. All we need to do is make a little bit of dhikr in this world, and Allah Ta'ala is giving us beautiful trees in Jannat. But just one point to note, that Ibrahim alayhi salam's beautiful message says, wala ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the greatest. Today's time we find that people use the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the name of the Abrahamic Accord, the Abrahamic Shield, etc., to try and create that, no, we are all brothers, we need to coexist. The Christian, the Muslim, the Jews, those that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that don't even know what they believe in, we all must get together under the banner of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But look at the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, clear. When Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go against his own father, وَإِذْقَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. Very, very clear. Ibrahim alayhi salam was very clear. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. That I am free from whatever y'all are worshipping. I don't have anything to do with what y'all are worshipping. To such an extent, that if I have to be catapulted into the fire also, that is okay. But I'm not going to give up my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very categorical. Beautiful ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala explains how Ibrahim alayhi salam gave his father dawat also towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, warning him of the effects of shaitan, etc. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as Ibrahim Khalilullah, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, nothing must come between me and my friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim Hanifa, we say, Millata Ibrahim Hanifa, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which was Hanif. Hanif here means it doesn't go crooked, not even an inch to the right, not an inch to the left. On a straight, clear path, Ibrahim alayhi salam has left us. So unfortunately, today using the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and many, many people fall for it. They listen, how nice it is that we can live, coexist with the Jews, we can coexist with the Christians, we all be under one banner. You carry on with your way of worship, you carry on with your way of worship, we will also worship and we'll all pray together and we'll live peacefully in harmony under one banner. Completely opposite to the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Here Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. There's nothing we got to do with anything else besides the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we must be very, very careful, especially in this time and age. This is one of the greatest goals of the forces of Batil currently, is to try and get the whole Middle East, in other words, try and get the Muslim world, so to speak, all under this one banner of the Abrahamic Accords, get everyone to accept, and this will be a means and a way to dilute Islam completely, to give that version and that flavor of Islam which the forces of Batil want. They want to water down Islam completely, and they're giving it the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam is telling us about the message that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave. Remember this message, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. Allah alone is the greatest. So therefore, we should understand our deen is completely different. All these slogans and all these goals and all these ambitions of the West, they will never materialize. Allah Ta'ala has made it such. There will be those that are gullible, will fall for it. We should always remain firm that this is the deen that we have got. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was very, very straight, to such an extent that if I have to leave my wife and my child in a barren land for the sake of Allah, I'm prepared to do it. If I have to slaughter my child, something that is more beloved to a person, is his own child, more beloved than his life is the life of his child, but he was prepared to sacrifice his child for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the teaching of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to be very, very straight, very clear, not muddled up and not mixed up. If somebody says, let's take sewage, let's take clean water, and let's take some urine, let's mix it up and we'll all drink this thing happily, will we ever buy that story? We can never ever, we can't mix the two. So like that, Islam is clean and pure, and the other deens and the other creeds are completely messed up and mixed up. They're like dirty sewage. You can never mix it up under one banner and say we can all love and we're all correct in the way we are living and we can coexist in this way. Islam is correct and Islam will always be the correct way. Everything else, as the Wazir Mufti Sahib explained the other night, everything else is now expired. And once it's expired, now it even becomes dangerous to take it. Take some food item that expired very long, a person were to consume that expired item, it now can pose a very great threat. Therefore you find when we're buying things from the shop, we've got their best before date. To warn the people so that they don't consume something that expired. And that anything that's expired, and now to make it worse, it is contaminated. After getting contaminated and changed and modified in so many different ways, they want to bring it back under the umbrella of an Abrahamic creed, an Abrahamic accord, Abrahamic way, using the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We should understand that Ibrahim alayhi salam stood for something that was completely different. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.